Up next is Heaven Incarnate reading Sing It, the musical. I think it's a crossover between Glee and Sing It, something like that.
Cookies and Rye Guy walked into East High together on their first day at this new school, holding hands to make sure that everyone knew the deal. It had been Rye Guy's idea, since he didn't want any competition in this new school, especially not from his longtime rival, Druox. That guy gave Rye Guy nightmares sometimes, his screechy rock voice echoing through his dreams, screaming and singing at the same time.
Ryan! I am haunting you! Cookies may be yours, but you won't be yours for long! I have an evil and epically awesome scheme!
Ryan shuddered at the recollection. Best not to think of it while in school. It was his first day, after all. Rye Guy was suddenly jerked out of his dark thoughts by a wet kiss on his cheek. He turned to see Cookie's face inches away from his, though her gaze was elsewhere. Rye Guy was slightly alarmed, wondering why her attentions were elsewhere, and turned to see what Cookie's was looking at. His eyes landed on a tall man with bronze hair. Author's note.
No, this isn't Twilight, lol. Troy isn't like Edward at all, except that they're both really hot and sexy, lol.
Standing on the opposite end of the hall. He wasn't smiling at Cookies, though. He was smiling at Rye Guy. Those piercing eyes took Rye Guy by storm, and Rye Guy found his heart beating really fast all of a sudden. A blush graced his cheeks, though he didn't know why.
Well, he did know that guy over there was really hot, but...
That was beside the point. Feeling a little uncomfortable, Rye Guy let go of Cookie's hand accidentally and backed up a little, only to encounter a firm chest and beard that fuzzed his ear a little.
Whoa, young man.
Russ murmured, chuckling lightly.
Not a good idea to be stepping on the toes of teachers on the first day of school.
Rye Guy was at a loss for words, having had too much happen to him already in the first 15 minutes of the school day. He just swallowed audibly and nodded, blinking. Looking back down the hall, the bronze tall dude was gone. Rye Guy felt sad, though he didn't know why. Looking back down, he felt Cookies tugging his hand, and she started running off to the first class, since the bell had rung. Rye Guy didn't know where she was going, though, since they didn't have their first class together. But whatever. Having your hot girlfriend walk you to class was good, too. Cookies dropped him off at the auditorium where his first class, vocal ensemble, was held. Yes, that was a class. Rye Guy walked inside and stopped short at the top of the steps, down to the front section in front of the stage. There he was. That guy. The one who had stared at him before. Yeah, that one. And he was looking up at Rye Guy again with that piercing gaze that sent Rye Guy's heart racing. Rye Guy felt like a horse was galloping in his chest. It hurt a little. Actually, scratch that. It hurt a lot. Rye Guy could barely breathe. Oh, snap! Must be some part of Druox's evil plan. Rye Guy thought. He turned around and tried to calm himself, doing his own take of Sharpay's infamous author's note.
For those of you guys who don't know, that's like the thing where you blow air through your lips, but like, you try to keep your lips closed so that they sort of flap or something. LOL. Anyways, back to my awesome story. Hope you're enjoying it so far. LOL.
Rye Guy finally turned and walked down those stairs, taking one slow and fateful step at a time, feeling a little like a dainty Disney princess in a slow-mo version of the movie. He tried not to look at that handsome guy, and took a seat somewhat far away. Luckily, before much else could go down, the teacher walked in with a slow gait. Author's note.
Okay, is it spelled like G-A-I-T or like G-A-T? I don't know, please R&R and tell me. I'm sure many of you are, like, curious too.
Anyways, the teacher walked in, followed by his sexy assistant teacher. Rye Guy recognized the teacher as the one he had bumped into earlier outside near the door. But enough about him. The assistant teacher was on Rye Guy's mind at the moment. When she walked in, it was almost as if his mind started into a dream sequence, in which there were really pretty flowers and this golden light out of who knows where. She looked over the class, surveying everyone with a bright and charming smile. Rye Guy was never one to go for teachers. And he never would, since he had this awesome girlfriend already. But judging by what he saw from the other guys in the room, Miss whatever her name was, since he didn't know yet, might have issues with those guys.
Hello, class.
Russ's voice boomed, his smile sweeping the room.
Welcome to Vocal Ensemble. I am your teacher, Mr. Gold. And that,
he said, gesturing to the woman beside him,
is Miss Monty. She's a temporary assistant because Miss Dobbs is out sick.
Monty smiled at everyone. Not to say that she wasn't smiling before, lol, since she was.
Pleased to meet you all.
The class then went around introducing themselves, sort of playing a name game. They had to think of an adjective that went with their name, starting with the same sound. Ragai listened, catching the name of many interesting people, like Graceful Gabriella, or Fabulous Phantom. But most important of all, Ragai heard Attractive Troy. That guy said that was such a smirk, too. Boy, was he good-looking! Ragai's eyes wandered until he saw someone he did not want to see. Druox was in this class, too.
What? Druox had moved schools, too?
Ragai thought, alarmed.
Damn.
In Druox's introduction, he had said, Guys, I am here to grace you with my awesome presence. The name's Drew the Delicious. He then gave that annoying smug smirk at everyone, and Ragai shuddered. How fun is this class going to be? Finally, it was Ragai's own turn, and he smiled at everyone. Author's note. There's like a lot of smiling happening right now, lol. Hey everyone, I'm Ryan, and I, rock. Yeah. Ragai noted that Troy was looking at him with specifically keen eyes. Ragai felt his cheeks redden again.
Well, that's everyone,
Russ said, smiling. Author's note.
LOL.
Russ then walked around to everyone who was sitting around the front of the stage and handed them some sheet music. Ragai looked down at the paper in his hands.
Oh boy! They were going to be singing The Best of Both Worlds by Hannah Montana! Ragai was excited, since Hannah Montana was one of his idols. He was already so excited for this class!
So, class,
Miss Monty instructed,
please stand up and make your way onto the stage. Order yourselves from basses to sopranos, please.
That British or French accent was so sensual,
Ragai thought as he followed Miss Monty's instructions. Somehow, Ragai ended up standing next to Troy. That made Ragai really uncomfortable for a reason that he couldn't understand, and he wished that he could move. Yet a part of him wished that he could stay right where he was. The only problem was that on his other end was Druox. This was, well, it could be bad or it could be good. Mr. Gold started talking again, rambling on and on about something having to do with sections and relative parts or something, and how they were going to make a whole musical based on Hannah Montana music. But Ragai could barely concentrate. From his left, where Troy was, he suddenly heard a whisper. He jumped, not sure if he had imagined it. It sounded to him like Troy had said,
I want you, Ryan, in the worst way. Sit up in a hammock.
I'm definitely imagining that,
Ragai thought. Was this a bad sign slash omen or something? From his other side, Ragai heard Druox chuckle. What was so funny? She really wanted to be out of this class soon. His heart was racing, and it was so hard to concentrate, and he was feeling really lightheaded. Finally, they started singing. Or, at least, it was time to sing. They hadn't actually started singing yet, but the music had started up. Ragai knew these lyrics by heart, and he didn't even have to look at the sheet music to know his part as he sang.
You get the best of both worlds. Chillin' out, take it slow. Then you rock out the show.
Ragai sang proudly. They sang for a while, though it was hard with Druox's rocking death metal version of this song going on his right. Ragai thought that it was ruining the song for him. Luckily, Ragai had Troy's sweet voice on the other side to balance things out. Author's note.
Time skip, lol.
At the end of the day, Ragai had made many friends, some of them being Troy, Gabriella, and Sharpay. Especially Sharpay, who he thought might just have a thing for him. Too bad he was already taken by Cookies. Ragai met Cookies at the main entrance to the school, giving her a sloppy and quick kiss.
I missed you through a lot of today, he murmured sultrily.
Cookies giggled.
I missed you too, love. I hope no one's done anything to you today.
Ragai walked with Cookies down the stairs, wondering about her statement. His mind wandered to Troy and how the thought of Troy had sent his heart racing, and still does send his heart racing. No, nothing happened to me today. From the corner of his eye, he saw Druok smirk from his vantage point surrounded by a couple of the cheerleaders. Rygai saw Druok's mouth. It's only the beginning. See you tomorrow, Ryan. Rygai shuddered, but looked back at his girlfriend, still partly thinking of Troy. All he could come up with was, "This is going to be an interesting year, Samantha. An interesting year." Author's note.
Hope you liked it! R and R, please! LOL.
This was written by Galithia. Oh, yeah.
Apparently, Galithia likes writing about pedophilia.
There was no pedophilia in there.
Cookies is like 12.
She's 17. She's in high school.
Cookies is like 12.
In this story, they're in the same age. Why you don't make it gross?
I really enjoyed this. I liked your voices. They were good. And your girl voices weren't annoying. You just did that thing that
to be
makes your voice a little
honest, his Monty voice was the best Monty impression I've ever heard.
Agreed.
You didn't do the mwahahaha part on Druox's first line. I was iffy on your author's notes. It sounded a little mocking.
Yeah.
You left out much on the nothing much happened line at the end, but like mostly you did a good job with not leaving things out, I thought.
You left out two words and you added a word.
Is that...
I didn't write them down, but yeah, it doesn't matter. That's the fewest so far, I think.
Yeah, considering everybody else, I thought you did a good job. I liked it. Sorry you had to sing Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
I have nothing else to say. I liked it.
I did too.
Okay, done. All right.